believe it, pushing 90 degrees? Oh my goodness, I broke out the polo shirt, short sleeve shirt, in kind of, early February. Unbelievable. Hello everybody, I'm Bill Buckmaster along with my friend Ray Allen. Together we welcome you to the Buckmaster Show on this Thursday, February the 9th, 2017. We're going to get right into it with the chairwoman of the Pima County Board of Supervisors, Sharon Bronson. Supervisor Bronson is on the live line. How are you?
I'm fine, Bill, and you're right. It's time for polo shirts. Yeah. It's amazing, huh?
It really is. It's unbelievable if it hits 90. It could happen the next couple of days. Not likely, but it'd be the earliest on record to hit 90 degrees. Anyway, the big story of the week, certainly for the Board of Supes, on Tuesday by a 3-2 vote, the board authorizing the appeal of that Superior Court judge's decision, Catherine Woods, making a ruling February 2nd to void a lease between Pima County and the near space technology firm Worldview. Worldview has pledged to create up to 400 high-paying jobs for our region. The Phoenix-based Goldwater Institute brought the lawsuit last year, claiming violations of state law by Pima County. Supervisor Bronson, I understand there really are two conflicting state statutes here that are the issue here.
Yes, that's the heart of the issue. Which one should prevail? We felt, and I think those of us who voted in the affirmative, to authorize the appeal and understand at this point we are not appealing. The issue isn't ripe yet, but we felt the economic development statute that we relied on in crafting the Worldview contract was the one that should prevail. It's the later one. But clearly the only way this issue can be decided is in a court of record, and that certainly isn't the Superior Court. That is the appellate court in the state of Arizona or the Supreme Court. And frankly, if we don't prevail, that's going to send a chilling message across the state, not only in Pima County, about how open we are for business and how we're welcoming business.
Why did the Goldwater Institute ignore suits aimed at the city of Mesa, Scottsdale, Gilbert, Chandler, which had similar agreements and have similar agreements to the Worldview deal?
You know, that's a question you'll have to ask Goldwater. We felt we're being singled out, and we think one board member, one of our board members, assisted in that process. Again, I think the majority of the board wants Pima County to be seen as business friendly. I think that that our decision on Tuesday affirmed that. And you know, I really think somebody should ask Goldwater to explain why they're singled out Pima County, because it's not only the cities you mentioned. Every county in Arizona is affected. The recent transaction in Pinal County is at risk because of this. And again, it's not about transparency. We were transparent in the process. Clearly, I don't know if the statute needs clarification. We don't think it does. But clearly, this is something that we need a court of record to rule on, and a Superior Court is not that court of record.
So while this lawsuit travels through the appellate courts, what is the status of Worldview and the county at this particular point?
Well, there has been no injunctive release sought at this point by Goldwater. Worldview is doing their grand opening. The building is completed. In the end, we had thought it was going to, we had anticipated it costing around $15 million. It was at $12.5 million. So we will be held harmless or recoup our investment sooner rather than later. And, you know, several years sooner. And in the end, taxpayers are not only held harmless. In fact, the taxpayers, the county will see $4 million in profit out of this transaction. So I think it's beneficial to us in the long term, to the taxpayers of Pima County, and it will also clearly send a message that Pima County is business friendly, and so we're hoping to prevail at the appellate court level. But Worldview is proceeding with their grand opening later this month. So, we expect as this works its way through the courts, it'll be probably at least 9 months to a year before there'll be any kind of decision at the appellate level. Should we appeal, or should we be provided the opportunity to appeal?
We keep getting questions on my Facebook page about board meetings, maybe holding a board meeting in the evening, maybe one a month. Is that a possibility? Let me put it that way.
I think we have revisited this issue a number of times, and just putting it in perspective, you will see that there are 15 counties in Arizona. The 15 counties, only one county holds night meetings. Certainly, when the need arises, as it certainly did, considering the public response to the Monsanto FTC issue, we actually, rather than just hold regular board meetings, we held meetings in every district, 5 meetings. So I think when again needs to be issue oriented, and where the public has the opportunity to respond if the issue reaches that level of public involvement, as it did with Monsanto. But on a day-to-day operational basis, the cost associated with night meetings is burdensome to taxpayers. And I think with the day of the Internet and online streaming, there is access that there wasn't in the 20th century. In the 21st century, with the streaming, with the ability to replay, you've got the kind of transparency you couldn't envision, say, in 1997 when I was first elected.
All right, let's go to the live line. Mike Varney is called. Mike heads up the Tucson Metro Chamber of Commerce. Mike, you're with Sharon Bronson.
Thank you, Bill, and thank you, Sharon. I want to shed a little light that makes the issue surrounding Worldview just maybe a little bit bigger and hopefully a little bit more clear for people who think of Worldview only in the context of Pima County or even in the context of Arizona. We competed here in Pima County successfully to keep Worldview here, to keep the jobs here, keep the technology here, and frankly place an anchor property out at the Defense and Aerospace Park. So congratulations to the Pima County Board and all of the people who made that happen, not just the board, but the many staff members who worked on that opportunity. What people should know is that it's very possible at this very minute that Worldview would be conducting their operations in either New Mexico or Florida had not the Pima County board and Pima County staff acted as fast and as decisively as they did. And I also, Bill, want to tell you that I had enjoyed greatly the conversation you had yesterday on your show with Hank Amos. And Hank went on at great length to talk about how wonderful it is to see so much business activity in Pima County and how things were going so very, very well right now, good energy in the community. That doesn't just happen. That didn't just roll off some truck that was coming through Pima County. That happened because a lot of people, public and private, are working together to make that happen. So those are my two comments. And again, my kudos and congratulations to all of the three Board of Supervisors who voted in the affirmative yesterday.
And Mike, before you go, I do want to add, Hank Amos said he was very close. If one deal hadn't fallen through, it would have been a record year last year for him. A couple of weeks, Mike Hammond of PICOR was on the show saying for Mike and PICOR, it was a record year. So commercial real estate is on fire right now.
Yeah.
All right.
Bill, one final comment, if I may. I was at the county board meeting yesterday, and Supervisor Bronson is exactly right. There's a little bit of a jump ball between two conflicting state statutes. What I don't understand is if there's a jump ball at the worst on this matter, why aren't why aren't all of us behind the home team, which is why aren't all of us behind Pima County instead of casting our votes with the visiting team, which in this particular case is the Goldwater Institute? I just don't understand that.
Okay. Mike Varney, thanks for joining the conversation. Sharon, you want to make a quick comment before I have got one more call, then I'm going to have to move on.
You know, my only comment is thank you, Mike, for showing up. This is, if we're going to grow the economic base in Pima County, we need to continue the public-private partnerships. I appreciate the chamber being there because the world is run by those who show up, and showing up matters. So thank you.
All right. Let's see if we can work one more call in. Jonathan is with us. Hey, Jonathan, how are you?
Terrific, Bill. How are you?
Good, thanks.
I did want to point out that it's somewhat unseemly to try to paint the Goldwater Institute as the boogeyman in this affair. Remember that the people who are suing the county are county residents. The Goldwater Institute is representing them. So it is not the Goldwater Institute running around trying to find people to pick on. As far as being involved in other municipalities and counties in the state, it's been involved in a number of other issues. In Scottsdale, for example, it's excessively sued when the city of Scottsdale gave away tens of millions of dollars to a developer and got 20 parking spaces in return, and they were successful in that suit. You got to remember, again, that they're not running around looking for trouble. People come to them when they have problems and issues with the law. And if something's going on in Mesa that's illegal and nobody complains about it or file a suit, it doesn't get addressed. People in Pima County felt they were wrong, right, and damaged, and that the county was acting illegally, and Goldwater pointed that out, and the judge agreed.
Okay.
The county likes to say that there's two different laws.
Gotta go.
Conflict.
Okay.
Okay.
Jonathan, sorry to cut you off, but we are over. Can I get one more call in? Rob is on the line. Rob Lamb. Hey, Rob.
Hello, Bill. Yes, this is Rob Lamb. I'm actually with GLHN Architects and Engineers.
Right.
I've been on your firm before,
right,
show before. I really am very supportive of pursuing, as the board decided to do this, moving forward, to really bring some closure and understanding of how we can approve this. And I've got a unique perspective on this because we're a design firm here in town, and it was a surprise when this was announced. And after having a conversation with the county administrator about it, I fully support how the county really did pursue this for economic development for Southern Arizona. And so even though it wasn't our firm that was involved, and I kind of felt, hey, maybe this could have come a different way, when I heard what was needed to bring the jobs to Tucson for our children, I was very supportive for that, and I continue to be so. I'm a big fan of Steve Christie, who's new to the board, and voted for him, and I'm in his district. This one issue, however, I wish he had voted otherwise. I think it would have been a much better to be a supportive team. So that's my two cents.
Thank you, Rob, for joining us. Sharon, going to have to run. We're a little bit over time here, but I do appreciate your participation this morning.
Oh, you're welcome, and have me back again. We obviously have a budget coming up, and would love to share some information with you. And again, thanks for the invitation this time.
And we will extend it a little bit, the time, do a full half hour the next time. Certainly, there's a lot to talk about. Thank you very much, Sharon Bronson, with us on the Buckmaster Show. This portion of the program brought to our listeners by Green Things. They have a outstanding workshop on urban gardening. It's at 1 o'clock today, actually. So if you're out and about and want to go over to Green Things, I strongly urge you to do so. And that's a free workshop, greenthingsaz.com. They're located at 3384 East River Road, just west of the intersection of Dodge and River, just west of the Brandy Fenton Park. Check out Green Things for all your gardening supplies. Be right back with you. Tucson now has its own Creole restaurant, named after the classic New Orleans cocktail. Sazerac Creole Kitchen and Cocktail Parlor is located in St. Philip's Plaza at River and Campbell. The New Orleans-inspired menu includes a full range of gumbos and much-loved beignets. See you soon at Sazerac, open daily, 8 a.m. to midnight at St. Philip's Plaza. On a changing planet, the University of Arizona's Biosphere 2 has been diving deeper and looking closer while energizing, innovating, conserving, and advancing science on an unparalleled scale to better understand the natural systems around us and to inspire our future generations. For 10 years now, UA Biosphere 2 has explored our planet's future. Come, explore it yourself. Open daily, biosphere2.org.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
The Regional Transportation Authority and its members are working together to deliver transportation improvements to our region. More than 770 improvements have been completed to date. The success of the RTA is built upon collaboration and leadership that focuses on addressing our regional mobility needs to make our region a safer, more efficient, and more vibrant place to live. Better roads, better transit, better choices, a better future. More at rtamobility.com.
Southern Arizona is home to one of the world's most trusted sources of information on medicines. The Credible Meds website is visited each day by over 2,000 people from more than 60 countries. You too can learn how to personalize your medications and take control of your health care. Visit CredibleMeds.org today and join Bill Buckmaster each month as he and Dr. Ray Woosley, founder of Credible Meds, give you practical tips on how to get the most from your medications.
Experience the best of the Canadian Rocky Mountains with the rail journey on Rocky Mountaineer. You'll travel alongside the powerful Kicking Horse River and pass by monumental landmarks from the early days of the National Railway. On this legendary route, you'll see postcard images around each bend, including stays in picturesque Lake Louise, with scenic tours of Jasper National Park, and much more. Contact Bon Voyage Travel to plan your Rocky Mountaineer rail journey today. Bon Voyage Travel, your travel experts.
This is Bill Buckmaster. Green Things has been the place for all things green for the Buckmaster household for many years. From 2-inch succulents to 10-foot tall palms and desert trees, Green Things has it all on 13 acres and 33 greenhouses full of plants, pottery, and gardening supplies. Visit Green Things at 3384 East River Road by the Rito Riverwalk and on the web at greenthingsaz.com. Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soups, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, happy hour, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley. Without further ado, let's go to Vail, Arizona, and his observatory. Mr. Dr. David Levy, the Buckmaster Show contributor on science, former science editor of Parade Magazine, and one of the most successful comet discoverers in history. David, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you, Bill. And would it be too premature for me to wish you and your family and everyone at the station and all your listeners a happy Valentine's Day?
No, I think it would be very much in line, and we, Ray and myself certainly here, very much appreciate it. I'm sure everyone here at KVOI does as well. Y'all excited about the lunar eclipse that will be
tomorrow will be hard to see. Well,
it's going to be hard to see because of the full moon and the time coming.
Well,
of course,
it has to be at full moon.
Well, of course. But
so the only problem is the clouds. If there are no clouds tomorrow night, or if there's no clouds on the eastern horizon, we should be able to see the moon with a deep darkness on the lower edge coming up as the moon rises, and that'll be the what's called a penumbral lunar eclipse. It is not a full eclipse by any means, but should be able to see it.
Do you have your bags packed?
yeah. Just in case.
But yeah. No, but you've got the bags packed because you've got a couple of big lectures coming.
Oh, yes, I do. I have a couple of lectures coming up. I will be in Plattsburgh and Montreal next week. Have my bags packed for that. And then
Caught you off guard there. Sorry about that.
Yeah, and I hope that I'll be going to South America in April and then other places in June to give lectures. So it's not as big as last year, but there are quite a few travels that I'm going to do to give lectures about the night sky.
And you are firing up your big search for that elusive 24th comet. I mean, how many people even have 23? I mean, you're looking for the even two dozen there.
Well, you know that it's been a long time since I've found a comet. Actually, I didn't do a whole lot of searching last year, but I am resuming it a bit this year, especially the photographic search. And I'm looking forward to it. I'm using 4 different telescopes, and I'm having a lot of fun doing it. That's the most important thing.
David, how about your quote of the month?
My quote of this month is from Tennyson and from Locksley Hall. He says, "Many a night I saw the Pleiades rising through the mellow shade, glitter like a swarm of fireflies tangled in a silver braid."
Ooh, short and sweet.
Short and sweet for this month.
All right, David. Before we let you go, other than the lunar eclipse, what is called, I guess, a partial eclipse.
Actually, it's called a penumbral eclipse.
There you go. Thank you very much. What else do we have in this transition season now as we get ready to get into spring? I mean, today it feels like spring, but how about in the night sky? What can we look for, David?
If you go out in the evening sky and look towards the west, you will see Venus, which is... Actually, last night I was able to detect it with the naked eye as a crescent. It's getting into a crescent phase. So if you have sharp eyes, you can actually see it as a crescent. You may need a telescope to do that, but if you have sharp eyes, maybe you don't need a telescope. Anyway, also, a group of stars nearby called the Pleiades are also in the evening sky. And, of course, there's beautiful, mighty Orion high in the south. If you're up all night and you get up in the early morning sky, like for golf practice, like my granddaughter does, and you look towards the southern sky, you'll be able to see Jupiter. And Jupiter will be very close to the bright sparse star Spica in Virgo, and these kind of form the two eyes of Virgo's head. And you'll be able to see that in the morning sky tomorrow morning, and that'll be there for a few months like that.
Quick question for you. We've had some listeners wondering about the upcoming total eclipse of the sun.
Yes.
Where should they go? Where should they travel to see totality?
Well, we will be in Madras, Oregon. The shadow of the moon will trace a very narrow path starting on the Oregon coast, going not far from Portland, over the mountains into where it's clearer, where we'll be, then we'll go through Wyoming, and then Kansas City will be very, very close to the path of totality, just a few miles north of Kansas City, and then this path will go on to North and South Carolina. And so there's quite a bit. This is the first total eclipse of the sun since 1979, and that's visible in North America, at least in the United States. And so we hope to celebrate this on the 21st of August of 2017.
All right. David Levy, thank you very much. Safe travels to you, David.
Okay,
appreciate it.
Okay, thanks a lot. Speak to you next month.
All right. We'll speak to David. Bye. Coming up in March, certainly one of the most successful comet discoverers in history, including the co-discovery of that famous comet, Shoemaker-Levy 9, that exploded into Jupiter in 1994. Buckmaster, in the Thursday edition, we will be right back. Stay with us.
Hey, we're at this incredible event put on by who else but Arizona Party Rental. Everybody who's anybody is here. Aren't you?
John Lewis.
You're
Janos Wilder.
I know that face.
Don Pooley.
Hey there.
Dave Barry.
Great to see you.
Hey, it's Brian Jeffries.
Thanks for coming.
Ryan Hansen.
Hey, I'm really glad you're here.
Brenda Viner.
You look familiar.
Dave Fitzsimmons.
Gosh, it's great to see you.
Chris Edwards.
Hey, come on in.
John Feeney.
I didn't know you were coming.
Joseph Blair.
You're
Bill Viner.
Hey, how you doing?
Bill Hussey.
I know that face.
Bruce Beach.
Aren't you?
Bob Logan.
Hey, this is great. My neighbor's here.
Jeff Ronstadt.
Hey, Ken, what could possibly top this party?
Wait, you're kidding me, aren't you? The Tucson Festival of Books, March 11th through 12th on the beautiful U of A campus. The Tucson Festival of Books is a literary extravaganza, attracting over 100,000 book lovers, and it's all free. There's something nearly for everyone. Family activities, culinary delights, entertainment, author presentations, book signing, Science City. Go to TucsonFestivalOfBooks.org.
This is Bill Buckmaster. One of my passions is travel, visiting over 100 countries in all 50 states. When I'm ready to take off, I fly from Tucson International Airport with 6 airlines flying nonstop to 19 destinations and easy one-stop connections I can get virtually anywhere in the world. It's close by, convenient, with competitive airfares, and the best part is there's no long drive coming back home after a long trip. Check out flytucson.com, travel smart, and fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
The Southern Arizona News Examiner, reporting from a different perspective. You'll read stories from around the world ignored by the mainstream media. Stories from the Gatestone Institute, the Washington Free Beacon, the Washington Times News Service, and other great outlets. It is world news from a different perspective. The Southern Arizona News Examiner. Free subscriptions at soaznewsx.com.
The Regional Transportation Authority works with its member jurisdictions, the business community, project neighbors, and the broader community to deliver transportation projects promised in 2006. This collaborative effort is a model of diverse interests coming together for the benefit of the region. This spirit of regional collaboration helps us address the mobility and safety needs in all of our communities. Better roads, better transit, better choices, a better future. More at rtamobility.com. Vero Amore is Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, panini, and salad is homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. Vero Amore, Plaza Palomino and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Vero Amore on the web at veroamore.com.
Today, more than ever, consumers want to work with a business they trust. Hi, this is Suzanne Miller with your Better Business Bureau of Southern Arizona, reminding you that thousands of consumers go to tucson.bbb.org every week to inquire about trustworthy businesses. Is your business accredited with BBB? To find out more, call Celeste Angelini at 520-345-5837 or go to tucson.bbb.org and remember to always start with trust.
Cushman & Wakefield PICOR is Tucson's leading independently owned full-service commercial real estate company. Founded in 1985, Cushman & Wakefield PICOR offers leasing, sales, and property management for industrial, office, medical, retail, land, and investment properties in Tucson and Sonora, Mexico. Visit our website at PICOR.com for the latest news from Tucson's commercial real estate sector. That's PICOR.com. Call us at 748-7100. We are back on the Buckmaster Show on this Thursday afternoon. Tomorrow on our Friday Focus interview, Jim DeGrood will join us. Jim is the Deputy Director for Pima Association of Governments and the Regional Transportation Authority. That's tomorrow on the Buckmaster Show. But right now, it's our CEO interview series presented by Sun Corridor Incorporated, a Tucson-based bi-national economic development organization representing one of the most dynamic and growing business centers in North America. And for the past 10 years, the organization has helped to drive significant business investment into our area and our region through primary job creation, resulting in thousands of jobs and an economic impact of nearly $8 billion. Learn more by visiting suncorridorinc.com. With us on the Buckmaster Show live line is Javier Manrique. Javier is the Senior Vice President and Senior Relationship Manager for Wells Fargo Commercial Banking Office, that is responsible for what is called middle market coverage here in Southern Arizona. Javier has been very involved in community activities. He's a board member for Sun Corridor Inc. He's a board member of the YMCA of Southern Arizona, and he was honored by the Arizona Daily Star and the Tucson Hispanic Chamber of Commerce as one of Tucson's 40 under 40 in 2012. Mr. Manrique, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you. Thank you so much for having me on your show. It's quite an honor.
Thank you very much. What is when we say middle market, what does that mean to Southern Arizonans?
Sure, thank you. So the middle market is generally companies of 20 million in revenues or greater. And they include every sort of company, multi-generational family businesses up to public companies and anything in between, frankly. What I can say is they include some of the largest local employers and includes certainly some of our community's most active business leaders and their economic drivers in our region.
What are the unique needs of these particular companies that fall into this middle market?
Yeah, so because of the size and scope of these companies and certainly some industry expertise that's required with them, these companies need, they require technology to manage cash flow. They require robust methods of paying employees and vendors. And they require a good way of preventing fraud, frankly. So at the end, they need a robust platform of treasury management services. They also need industry expertise. Any number of these businesses, are unique in their own way, but certainly their industries are unique, from manufacturing to consumer goods to agribusiness to beverage, utilities, you name it. All of them have their own needs. And so sometimes I serve as an air traffic controller to bring those national resources and experts into the local market to give our local companies the needs, the expertise that they need. They need global reach as well, and that's something that we consult with our companies too. How to help our U.S. based companies reach into the world to increase their marketplace.
How have you noticed a change in attitude in the economic environment right now in Pima County?
I have. I think, from my perspective, and certainly the news that I hear from Sun Corridor is, we're very excited about what's happening in our community. Obviously some good news in terms of job growth, as you mentioned, Mr. Buckmaster, to open the interview. We continue to hear good news about job growth in things like the defense industry, where we think one of our largest employers, right, we know that the largest employer will be adding some many new jobs in our community soon, and of course we all know about how excited we all are about Caterpillar joining us in this community. It's really a wonderful win for the Sun Corridor in Southern Arizona.
How has that been for you, being a board member of Sun Corridor, and what about some new investment opportunities in the community? Of course, there's some things in the pipeline, I'm sure, that probably cannot be talked about right now, but overall, your big picture of the situation, please.
Yeah, it's I think we're going to be very excited about the news coming in the near future. I would certainly welcome anyone in the community to visit the Sun Corridor website, as you mentioned, open the interview, to see exactly the great work that's happening by the team at Sun Corridor, you know, by the business leaders who sit on the board, by the community leaders that sit on the board. It's really an exciting time for us. You know, in terms of other investment, I can speak to Wells Fargo. It was only 2015, so not long ago. We were very proud about having made, you know, a $5.5 million investment into Tucson and South Tucson through our Neighborhood Lift program, having done $4.5 million for down payment assistance, doing financial education for all of those new homeowners. That resulted in 252 new homeowners in Tucson and South Tucson. We did a lot of investment into many of our not-for-profits, including the Community Food Bank, our Family Services, Pima Community College Foundation, the Urban League, and many others. And certainly that investment has carried on into 2016. So I'm really excited about the degree of investment happening by, you know, our middle market customers in the region, by the largest employers in the region, by, you know, our peers in government and public service. They're doing a wonderful job in partnering with private sector through Sun Corridor. So I'm very excited about it.
You know, we hear about these job announcements, but a lot of times we don't hear about kind of the backstory about what happens after the company comes to town. New employees need assistance. Are they being welcomed in a particular fashion? I understand it's something called a soft landing program.
I'm so happy you asked about that. That was really an exciting opportunity to have a hands-on, you know, participation in welcoming those employees from Caterpillar into our community. Each of us on the board were assigned to one or two people from Caterpillar, and they, as you can imagine, had many questions about our community, where to live, you know, what schools to attend, what is there to do with their families. One example in particular. You know, the lady that I had been working with was concerned about, you know, enrolling her child into a particular school. And I reached out to someone that sits on a different board with me. And he was nice enough to call that person, who is a mother, a parent like many of us. And he held her hand and worked with her to get her child into the school that she wanted to. And I'm so grateful to him as an educator. I'm certainly grateful to all the educators and teachers in our community, like my wonderful wife, that understand that our students are, you know, they're the resource that we need for our employers. I mean, they know we need an educated workforce, and I think Sun Corridor would say that, you know, that education piece is certainly something they talk about very frequently with anyone looking at our region. For a place to locate and to create new jobs. So thank you to educators, and thank you to this one in particular for helping in that process.
Speaking with Javier Manrique with Wells Fargo, and I know that there's a site selector conference coming up that economic development folks are very excited about, because these are the people that are coming to this conference that talk about different areas for relocation. So this is a good chance for Tucson and Southern Arizona to put our best foot forward, correct?
Oh, without a doubt. You know, this is an incredible opportunity for our community. As I understand from, you know, the team at Sun Corridor, this is the only association of site selectors that has this sort of you know, this sort of reputation in the industry. They're the world's foremost site selectors. They represent Fortune 500 companies. They have global reach. They're involved in 60% of site selections that happen annually throughout the country. With 400 of their attendees in our community, I mean, we have an incredible opportunity to showcase the Sun Corridor region, Southern Arizona, to show them our hospitality, to share with them our beautiful environment, and all the wonderful things that we enjoy as residents here. So it's really a great opportunity for us. And I also understand that we're the smallest city to host the event.
That's good.
I, I don't know if that's absolutely true, so I apologize if that's not. But in either instance, I know that we're in the company of much larger, you know, communities, which is something we should be very, very proud of. I'm very excited about
when
it.
When is that conference?
It's middle of March. I have it as March 13th through the 15th, it'll be at the Star Pass.
Okay.
JW Marriott, as I understand.
All right.
So I don't know all the logistics in terms of who can become involved in that process, but I would certainly encourage anyone who wants to learn more to contact anyone they know who sits on the Sun Corridor board or to contact the team at the Sun Corridor directly.
All right. Thank you very much, Javier at Wells Fargo. And people can find out more at suncorridorinc.com. Javier, thank you very much for being with us.
It was a true pleasure. Thank you so much, and thank you to our customers in the region. I appreciate it very much.
Thanks a lot. Javier Manrique, Senior Vice President and Senior Relationship Manager for Wells Fargo. We'll be right back on the Buckmaster Show. We'll meet one of the Ward 3 City Council candidates. Yes, we do have an election in 2017 here in Tucson. Be right back.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kevin Lehman. I've got one wife, five kids, two grandchildren, and termites. Termites is serious business. I'm telling you, talk about eating your home away, they can do it. Best call I ever made, five-star. Five-star termite and pest control. A great job. They leave no mess, they're economical, and guess what? They're friendly to our environment. 886-0045.
We're five-star pest control. We know what bugs you.
At the Humane Society of Southern Arizona, we've been caring for homeless pets for over 72 years. But as we've grown, our campus hasn't, and our pets and staff are crowded in run-down, dilapidated buildings. The need for a new campus is critical. The homeless pets in our care need healthier, stress-free space, and we need room to expand the important work of adoption and education. Please help us build our own forever home. Visit hssaz.org and donate today, because we're all in this together.
This is Bill Buckmaster. I love travel and flying from Tucson International Airport. And when you fly Tucson, you're standing up for Tucson. When more people fly Tucson, airlines respond with more flights. And with more flights, more travelers can get here to conduct important business. It's a win for the region, and it's a win for you in time saved and money saved not traveling to an airport 2 hours away. Next time you book a flight, type in TUS. Travel smart and fly Tucson. It's the way to go. On a changing planet, the University of Arizona's Biosphere 2 has been diving deeper and looking closer while energizing, innovating, conserving, and advancing science on an unparalleled scale to better understand the natural systems around us and to inspire our future generations. For 10 years now, UA Biosphere 2 has explored our planet's future. Come, explore it yourself. Open daily, biosphere2.org. The excitement is building for the grand opening in early 2017 for the Twisted Tandoor. The legendary Indian food truck will now have a permanent brick-and-mortar home at Swan and Camp Lowell Drive. The menu will be an expansion of the Indian classic offerings from the original Twisted Tandoor food truck. The Twisted Tandoor, coming in early 2017 at 4660 East Camp Lowell Drive. If you're searching for that special one-of-a-kind item, may I suggest Adobe House Antiques. It has a vast collection and variety of antiques, lighting, and fine art. In addition to the interior space, a large outdoor location offers an extensive collection of vintage patio furniture, exterior lighting, and ironwork. Come see Penny at 2700 North Campbell, 325-9439, or on the web at adobehouseantiques.com.
Are you a landlord by choice or by force? Experiencing a job transfer and don't know what to do with your current house? Want to move but can't sell your current house? Hello, my name is Ken Adams, co-owner of Rincon Ventures Property Management. Rincon Ventures has a fully automated accounting process, electronic payments, and 24-hour access to your accounts. With some of the lowest rates in Tucson, Rincon Ventures has grown rapidly in this down economy. Let us show you why. Give us a call at 881-2258 right now and experience the difference. Rincon Ventures, where service is a fact, not another empty promise. 881-2258.
As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com, or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
All right, welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. If you're looking for something to do this weekend, may I direct you east of Tucson, 3-hour drive approximately to Silver City. And do you like chocolate? Oh man, do I. If it's the dark, dark chocolate, gotta be dark. You know, that's supposed to be the real healthy kind. But they're having their chocolate festival in downtown Silver City this Saturday. I understand there'll be at least 20 different chocolate vendors, so certainly you'll be able to get more than your, you'll be able to fill up on your chocolate quota over in Silver City. Check out their website, southwestnewmexico.org. Not only will you find the many recreation opportunities, but you will also see a couple of dozen really nice places to stay in the Silver City and Grant County, New Mexico area. 2017 is an election year in the city of Tucson. There is one open seat. There are three seats up for election, but one will be open, and that will be the seat as Councilwoman Karen Ulick is going to be retiring later this year. Karen was, of course, a Democrat, first elected in 2004, and she'll finish up her third term on the council. And we have three candidates that on the Democratic side, and there's one Libertarian, but we've interviewed two of the three already here on the Buckmaster Show. Felicia Chu, a teacher at Mansfield Middle School, and we also interviewed Tom Trunsdell. Tom runs Canyon Fence Company, and now we are going to speak with attorney Paul Durham. Paul is former treasurer of the Pima County Democratic Party. He ran the campaign for Nina Trasoff when she ran for city council, and Paul actually served a little over a year on her staff at City Hall. Paul, how are you?
Good. Good, Bill.
Why did you decide to get into this?
Well, you know, I moved to Tucson in 2004.
From
Colorado Springs.
Okay.
And I promptly fell in love with Tucson.
You weren't ready to turn around and go back to Colorado.
No, I was finally warm enough. Bill, I want to first thank you for the job you do for Tucson. You are performing an incredible service. I have watched you and listened to you for many years, and please keep it up.
Thank you very much.
I'm running because I have a vision for Tucson. I see Tucson as a city of strong neighborhoods. Now, we have many strong neighborhoods already, mm-hmm. but I would like there to be more. You know, when you know your neighbors, everything gets better. Crime drops. Happiness improves. There's just no question that strong community bonds make everybody stronger.
I would agree with that. As I take my daily walk in the early evening, I love to say hello to the neighbors and find out what they're doing.
And I take almost daily bicycle rides very early in the morning, mm-hmm. and I have the same experience.
It just gives you a great feeling to kind of, you feel, let's put it this way, feel connected.
You feel connected. That's critical. That's so important. You know, I'm running because I have a vision of Tucson as a city of well-paid jobs, so that if you're young, smart, and ambitious, you don't need to leave Tucson to find a job. I had a conversation with a friend last week, and his daughter had moved away 10 years ago to find a job shortly after graduating from the U of A. She visited the family for the holidays and told her father that if she was making that decision now, she would stay. She saw the revitalization of downtown. She saw the incredible activity down there. She saw the job growth we've had. She saw the added cultural depth that we've acquired, and she saw how we had improved our transportation system.
And certainly there's been a huge turnaround in the last 4 or 5 years. Okay. I think that everybody would agree to that.
I think Tucson is on the upswing, but we're faced with challenges as well. We're going to get increasing roadblocks thrown at us, I think, from Washington, D.C. And we need the strongest possible city council that we can have.
How about, are there some specific issues you would like to improve neighborhoods, but are you on board with the half-cent sales tax that's coming up in May? Are you on board for that?
Yes, I am, Bill. You know, that's the Invest in Tucson. Mm-hmm. And
60% to fire and
public
police,
safety, yep. And 40% roads.
Right.
You know, our police officers and firefighters have a very tough job. We need to give them the tools they need to do their job. Tucson's a great place to live, but almost everyone agrees that, hey, maybe our roads could use a little work, right? The recession hit Tucson hard. We stopped buying police and fire the tools they need. We stopped maintaining, repairing, and improving our roads. It's time for that to stop.
What are some of the other items on your agenda?
I see Tucson as a city that should be a sustainable solar-powered city and a city with the full range of safe transportation options. So that's walking, bicycles, roads and cars, transit including buses and the streetcar. I believe that we should have a transportation system, a transit system that you use, buses and streetcar, that you use because you want to, not because you have to.
Do you like what you're seeing with downtown, and what would you do to perhaps even improve that situation, Paul?
Well, I definitely like what I'm seeing with downtown. You know, this started because we invested in part in infrastructure. So I would continue the investments and accelerate the investments that make this revitalization possible.
Tens of millions of dollars were put into infrastructure. And it, you know, in all fairness, I know Rio Nuevo initially took a lot of hits, but there was work that was done initially on infrastructure. And it was kind of below the radar screen, it had to be done.
The problem is that the payback period on that is very long, and we're finally seeing the results.
All right, so how are you structuring this campaign, and how does it kind of feel like being, this is your first run for office?
Yeah, yeah.
So,
well, it's a lot more fun than I thought it would be.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it would be a 10-month job interview, and, and it is in a way, but it's really fun talking to voters. You know, I've been active in the Democratic Party for many years, and I've always enjoyed canvassing the most. I always enjoyed knocking on doors and talking to real people about their real concerns. So I'm doing that. I'm talking to voters. I'm also meeting with people, stakeholders in the community, who have an investment and are actively involved and engaged in local issues. I'm listening and learning.
All right. Where can people find out more about Paul Durham and his campaign?
We have a website.
All righty.
PaulForProgress.com.
paulforprogress.com. Okay, Paul, nice to talk with you, and we will be, maybe we can get all three of the candidates together.
That would be great.
Here in the studio, maybe we can, Ray's going, whoa, I have to put a couple more mics in here. No, maybe we could put something together, but that would be fun. Anyway, Paul Durham, thank you very much.
Thank you, Bill.
All right, coming up this afternoon, mic check with Mike Shaw and Ray Allen. Together, they are going to put on a great hour as usual. Wake Up Tucson is from 6 to 9, and then we do a show called Talking Culture, and that show is doing very well for us from 9 to 10, kind of a nonpartisan departure, talking about a whole wide range of issues. And so we do a lot of local talk here on KVOI, actually 6 hours of local talk from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Buckmaster Show tomorrow will feature Jim DeGruy. Jim is the deputy director of the RTA and the Pima Association of Governments. We'll find out what's next for RTA, and after we've kind of reached the midway point with it, where is it going? That'll be one of our questions for Jim. On behalf of Ray Allen, I'm Bill Buckmaster. Great afternoon and evening to you.